From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We do have a great show for you today. We do. We have a freshly minted Nobel laureate, astrophysicist Adam Riess, joining us later. But first, we wanted to give a big Wait, Wait welcome to Gary Nell. He's the new CEO of NPR. He came to us from Sesame Workshop. That's true. He did a good job there. It's going to be a tough transition for him. We're told right away, in his first visit to HQ, there was some difficulty when Mr. Nell tried to stick his hand up Steve Inskeep to make him talk. But you're no puppet. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jason Dockler from Tiburon, California.
Oh, Tiburon. Beautiful place there in the bay.
Yes, it is.
It's gorgeous.
Today, the rain has stopped, and the sun is out shining, and the Navy's Blue Angels have been practicing for this weekend's Fleet Week celebration.
Oh, it's Fleet Week in San Francisco.
It is, in fact, yes.
Yes. That's a quiet, peaceful time, I know. Well, welcome to the show, Jason. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to the man behind the amazingly successful Too Beautiful to Live podcast, Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hey, Jason.
Next up, a comedian performing at the Mardi Gras Casino in Hallandale, Florida on October 22nd. Ms. Paula Poundstone is here.
Jason.
And lastly, the author most recently of Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hello, Jason.
Jason, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Magical. Wonderful. Pretty amazing. Great. Terrific. Revolutionary. Extraordinary. Unbelievably great. Wonderful. Very nice. Gorgeous.
Those were the very enthusiastic words of a man who introduced a new product last year. He died this week. Who was it?
That was Steve Jobs.
It was Steve Jobs, yes. He died. The legacy of Steve Jobs is two decades of great consumer electronics and millions of TV screens covered with fingerprints because kids now expect they can touch any screen they see and it will start playing Angry Birds. But Jobs had a reputation for both enthusiasm, as you heard, and for being very, very demanding in his career. Right now, we assume he's berating St. Paul for his poor design. What's with this pearly stuff? Make them brushed aluminum. And please, let's not call them gates.
A little piece of theology there, Peter. That's St. Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
St. Peter? St. Paul doesn't do that?
St. Paul doesn't do that. He has other duties.
Right.
The thing is, it's a union shop.
You know what?
Very specific duties.
There have been cutbacks. Now, apparently, Paul is taking on more than one task.
Actually, I'm sure. Anyway, Jobs came to an end before his time, much like a call placed in an iPhone. True, though.
Yeah. Part of me wanted to be offended by that joke, but part of me knew calling my friends to tell them how offended I was on my iPhone was not going to work.
I know. All right, very good. Here's your next quote.
I think Hail to the Chief needs a little bit fresher sound. It won't be hip-hop, but I might put in some gospel beats.
That was a presidential candidate saying he'll take a fresh look at the president's theme song if elected. And this week, he actually jumped in front of some Republican polls. Who is it?
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, yes! It was Herman Cain. Mr. Cain, the former talk radio host and head of Godfather's Pizza, is now leading Mitt Romney by as much as 10 points in some state polls. This shows first that...
Well, you ever order pizza from Romney?
Well...
So
what happened to Perry?
Perry, as you may have heard, he came into the race about 6 weeks ago, you know, immediately rocketed to the front, became the front runner, and then he actually started speaking in venues where people could hear him.
Yeah.
And that caused a problem.
Tripped him up. Yeah. How late can someone get in? Because what seems to be the case here is that if people don't know them,
Right.
If they
haven't, like them.
Right.
So it's like Republican candidates as first wives, basically. Till you get to know them, they're great.
Apparently there's a lot of first wives in here.
Yeah.
Does Herm Cain have a lot of political experience before this or any political experience before this?
Herman Cain was a businessman. He rose up in the company that owned Godfather's Pizza, became its CEO.
It just seems so interesting that politics is like the only area where having zero experience in it is somehow a positive. Like, would you want like a heart surgeon who'd been working hanging drywall for the last like 20 years?
In other campaign news, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, after much flirtation, told the Republican Party he wasn't going to run after all. He also said, and this is true, that he did not mind fat jokes at his expense as long as they were funny. All right.
Okay, panel.
What are you saying? Like his blood type is Ragu?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
You're saying like the Jordache pony on his jeans is real? What are you saying, like, he eats biscuits like they're Tic Tacs? I got a million. I didn't even know this was going to be a question. That's the disturbing part.
Yeah, man. I tell you, you know, I so wanted Mitch Daniels because I wanted to be taller than the president. And then I wanted Chris Christie because, you know, as a fallback position, I'll be slimmer than the president.
Right.
You know?
It's just, well, it looks like you can still be brighter than the president.
Moving on. Here is your last quote.
Oh, we're just here, like, you know, protesting what's going on. Everything. Take your pick.
That was somebody quoted in the New York Observer, one of the increasing number of people who are protesting where?
At Wall Street.
Yes, indeed. Wall Street, yes. The Occupy Wall Street movement started with less than 100 guys, and it's grown to thousands in lower Manhattan and across the country, and they're getting more press coverage. For example, NPR covered the fact that the police won't let the protesters use any amplification, so they use something they call a human megaphone. Listen.
My question is more pragmatic.
My question is more pragmatic.
Should we not just buy fabric?
Should we not just buy fabric?
And construct sleeping bags?
And construct sleeping bags.
So this is what they do. They shout it out to the rest of the crowd. It's like this huge game of telephone. By the time they were done, they had bought Patrick and used him to obstruct scrambled eggs.
kids today, they need better drugs.
Is that the problem?
That's the problem. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Look at the protests from my era.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew how to throw a protest. They used to shoot us.
Yeah, is that...
Did you see all those airline pilots who showed up?
No, I didn't see them.
It was like something like 500 airline pilots showed up in uniform and marched. And it was, I just saw photos of it. It was the most orderly protest I've ever seen. I was just imagining like how laconic it must have been. Like on the left side, you'll see the capitalist pigs. And, this is what democracy looks like. We hope you enjoy your protest. Sit back, enjoy yourself.
Yes. Carl, how did Jason do on our quiz?
Jason, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done.